Here's your money briefing for Friday, January 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. In today's labor market, the balance of power is held by workers rather than employers. There are far more open positions than people looking for a job, and some companies are paying top dollar for employees. But workers aren't in equally high demand in all places.
The South has recovered the largest share of its jobs since the pandemic started, and its unemployment rate is really low, as is the Midwest.
But which industries are ramping up hiring, and what kinds of workers are in demand, and who's getting the biggest pay raises? WSJ reporter Sarah Chaney-Cambon and the Journal's economics team have been digging into all of those numbers, and we'll talk with her about it after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
We've been talking quite a bit about companies that are struggling to fill open positions and how they're trying to attract candidates with better pay. But who's getting these jobs? Where are they finding them? And is their higher pay enough to offset inflation? Here to talk about it is WSJ economics reporter Sarah Chaney-Cambon. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me, JR.
So Sarah, you and the economics team have run a top-to-bottom report on the labor force, so there's a lot to get into. Let's start with who's benefiting the most from this tight labor market and getting the most jobs.
One group of workers that's really benefited in the last several months has been younger workers. So we're talking about teenagers, people aged 16 to 24 have really been hopping back into the labor force. They've been getting jobs at places like restaurants and amusement parks, lots of leisure and hospitality type jobs as that sector has bounced back over the past year. They tend to be lower paying jobs. However, what's interesting is that the pay in those jobs is actually going up a lot. So we've seen that wages for people aged 16 to 24 have been rising a ton in recent months. So there's something unique about how this group of young people has emerged as labor market beneficiaries. Less educated workers, so people with a high school degree or less, have seen big wage gains. However, they have been unlikely to jump back into the workforce during the pandemic.
Now, you mentioned jobs in the service industry. What's driving the trend in these sectors?
So basically, you have the fact that a lot of restaurants, for instance, are in desperate need of workers. So there's lots of job opportunities there, and people in the restaurant industry are quitting at really high rates to get big pay increases. The other blue-collar jobs that have seen really strong growth in job openings over the past year have been sectors like manufacturing, transportation, warehousing, just basically any type of job that helps make and deliver goods to your door. It's really just been the surge in e-commerce that we've seen during the pandemic. A lot of people have been staying at home, buying stuff, whether that's furniture or yoga pants or just anything to kind of spruce up their house.
Now, geographically, what parts of the country are seeing the highest job growth?
So the South has recovered the largest share of its jobs since the pandemic started, and its unemployment rate is really low, as is the Midwest. In terms of wage growth, the South in the third quarter of last year saw the strongest wage growth, and that could be because the unemployment rate is really low there, and also quits are really high there.
Now, you've done a lot of reporting about the South's economy during the pandemic. Are there other reasons why the South has seen such strong job and wage growth?
So the region was relatively open during the pandemic, so had looser business restrictions. And the other is that a lot of people moved from other regions of the country into the South, and we see that in some of the migration numbers. And as a result, unemployment was really low in the South, and that's been pushing up wages there.
You know, Sarah, with inflation running above 6% for several months, any wage increase below that level is likely to be eaten up by rising prices. Are there industries where wages have risen at a rate above inflation?
Yes. Leisure and hospitality really sticks out as an example. Employers in that industry, which includes restaurants and bars and hotels, have been ramping up wages by roughly 14%, which is well above inflation of 6 to 7%. Wages have also risen a lot recently in the transportation and warehousing industry, and that's really been a phenomenon that occurred last year. So last April, wages in transportation were up only 1.7% from a year earlier, and then by the summer, they surged to roughly 6%. So now, basically, wages in that field are in line with inflation.
Okay, so let's look ahead. What are economists saying about wage growth for the rest of the year?
Economists generally expect wage growth to remain high. They expect it to be stronger than it was before the pandemic. And that's largely because you have a smaller number of people looking for work. So even though employers are trying to hire, there aren't necessarily the people looking.
And what can we expect beyond 2022?
Economists expect wage growth to remain strong. Economists in a Wall Street Journal survey said they expect wage increases of about 4% over the next 2 years or so, and that's up from 3% in the year before the pandemic. And one economist I spoke with pointed out that workers are basically going to be conditioned to expect these wage increases, so we shouldn't expect them to completely go away.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal economics reporter Sarah Chaney Kambon. Sarah, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for your time.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.